Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Collingwood all joining us today as we talk about Section 179 in just a moment.
The hardest working folks we know are farmers and ranchers, and GoBob Pipe and Steel is committed to finding ways to save you time and money. GoBob is always looking for equipment and materials that will help you do the many chores you have faster and for less. GoBob is now offering pipe for corral fencing that's up to 25% cheaper than what other pipe dealers have to offer. For example, a 2-inch OD pipe with an extra heavy wall for 88 cents a foot, or a 2 3/8-inch OD pipe, also with an extra heavy wall for $1.33 per foot. GoBob Pipe and Steel invites you to compare those prices with anybody. And if cows are involved, GoBob is the one to call for fencing and cattle equipment. We invite you to call the knowledgeable customer service representatives at GoBob Pipe and Steel for more details at 877-851-2365. And please use our website as a tool for your business, www.gobobpipe.com.
You can stick a fork in it. The 113th Congress is done. And before they left town, though, the U.S. Senate did pass the so-called tax extenders package. That includes a revision, an amendment to Section 179 of the IRS code that allows a great jump in the amount of available deductions for capital purchases. Normally under Section 179, it's $25,000, but the revision takes it all the way up to $500,000. Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says his organization, representing cattle producers across the country, glad this finally got done.
We are relieved that they finally got this done. They waited just about as long as they could to get this tax extension package passed, but it is in place. And basically what it does is it takes all of the tax provisions that expired at the end of 2013 and makes them retroactive for all of 2014. So any capital purchases that have been made this year, any investment in new equipment, new buildings, you can benefit from the Section 179 expensing, which takes that expense level up to $500,000. You can also get bonus depreciation. And then we were also able to protect the conservation easement tax incentive. So having that in place, I think, is going to be really good for the bottom line and for a lot of tax liabilities here at the end of the year. But the problem is, even though they just passed it, it's also going to expire on December 31st. We're going to find ourselves in the exact same situation in 2015.
One-year deal, retroactive to all of 2014. I know some folks talked about a two-year deal. You know, why was it so hard to try to go for a two-year deal?
Well, it shouldn't have. And what's interesting is, at the end, it was the Democrats on the Senate side that were continuing to push for a two-year package, especially Senator Wyden, who was the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee and will now be the ranking member. What happened was, when the Republicans saw that there was going to be a veto, or there a threat of a veto from the president, especially if it didn't have more of the lower and middle class income tax credits, then he was going to push back. I think once that became very visible, then the House decided that the path of least resistance was just do the one-year retroactivity, just get it done, get it off the docket, and then live to fight another day, knowing that starting in January, on January 6th, the 114th Congress will be controlled by Republicans on both sides. And hopefully that will allow for a bigger tax reform package that will either give us a longer-term extension of these particular programs or, in our preference, make them permanent.
Section 179 portion of this measure, the tax extenders measure, it's called, I know, very important in cattle country. Even though we've just got a limited shelf life on it, it's still something that's really, really good for the cattle producers of our country, right?
It is, because it allows you to take those expenses and deduct them to a level of up to $500,000 for capital or equipment purchases, which, had we not got the extenders put in place, that level would have only been at $25,000. So that is a huge disparity between $25,000 and $500,000. So I think that's going to really help those who have already purchased equipment. But we do expect a flurry of last-minute purchases here these last couple of days of 2014, as people now know what their tax liability is going to be. They now know that they have got to make a few management decisions at the end of the year. So there may be quite a few new tractors sitting in the Christmas trees around cattle country this year.
Colin Woodall of NCBA. Of course, the thing is, in order to take advantage of the $500,000 in a tax deduction, you've got to buy the capital item, get it delivered to your place, and put it into service before midnight December 31st. Not a lot of time to get that done. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.